Well, good Friday afternoon. This is Rich Morrison. Welcome to Kicking Up Dust. I wanted to give an update on the markets this afternoon. I am on my way home from Eastern Indiana this afternoon, and been in Ohio and Indiana this week speaking to farmer groups and about markets. And you know, I think generally the mood seems to be cautiously optimistic. I guess I think that's a good term for things right now. I think we at least see that there are still good prices for next year and this year's crop to market, but yet still some concerns, I think, when it comes to input costs and what's going to happen with our markets as we go forward. Are we in that descending market stage and such? So certainly, again, I think people are optimistic, at least from a cautious standpoint. Markets here to end the week didn't really have a lot of action in the grains. Exception might be the wheat market here this afternoon. The big excitement, I guess, or lack of excitement, is in the stock market, the equity markets, crude oil. I think the signal that the Fed gave here this week was not a good one, that we're concerned that inflation's going to stick around and that the Fed has to do the job to try to fight it, and that they're going to do that job by raising rates. And I know I'm listening to the radio as I'm driving, and there are people that have differing opinions on how you fight inflation, but that seems to be the one that the Federal Reserve right now has, is that we're going to continue to see rate hikes into next year. I heard Chairman Powell say raising rates until we get inflation back to 2%. You know, we're 7-point-something% here this week with the numbers versus year ago. So we've got a ways to go if that's the case. And I've seen a Bloomberg, I think, survey that the average estimate amongst traders for where the Fed rate needs to get would be 7.9% in order to tone down inflation. So from that standpoint, it sounds like 2023 is going to be kind of a want year as far as seeing rate hikes, probably seeing you know, a lot of pullback in growth. And we're seeing, like, Goldman Sachs today saying they're going to see some significant layoffs in their big office in New York City. We've seen that from other large companies as well, if we're expecting a retreat in some of the things in the economy. So from that standpoint, not a great situation here as we head into the holidays. Just a quick rundown on the markets now, going back to our markets, pretty quiet. March corn down a half cent on the day at 653. December corn down a half at 597.5. January soybeans closed up 6.5 at 1480. November soybeans were up a penny at 1389.25. March Chicago wheat down 3¾ at 753.5. Kansas City March wheat, that spread really getting whipped around this week. It's down 16.5 cents at 844. Minneapolis March wheat down 9¼ at 909.5. March cotton up 89 points at 81.92. December cotton up 58 points at 80.22. January rice was up 5 points at 1668.5. February live cattle up 92 cents at 155.75. January feeder cattle up 72 cents at 183.77. The April hogs up 355, finally correcting. They ended up closing the week at 92.72. The dollar index up 0.1. Crude oil down $1.82 a barrel at $74.29. Gold is up $14 at $17.91 an ounce. The Dow closing down 330 points at 33,106. Now to try to give you a rundown on the weeklies here, corn finished the week. Nearby corn, now keep in mind that the December contract expired this week, but the nearby contract on the weekly chart gained 18¼ cents at 653. Certainly a recovery after seeing the weakness that it had had for the last several weeks. Nearby soybeans ended up the week down 3¾ cents, 1480. Chicago, nearby wheat, and again, we took the December contract off the board. We switched to the March, but on the nearby chart, we gained 40¾ cents for the week. Kansas City, nearby wheat, though, closed down 6¾ cents on the week. And Minneapolis, nearby, ended up down 18 cents on the week. Let me flip over to the cotton market. Cotton Bear with me just a second. We ended up with the nearby market on the weekly chart up 107 at 81.92. Flipping over to livestock, the hog market gained 420 on the week. Most of that here today. Let me see what else I've got. I guess I don't have the other cattle and the cattle markets, but I know we did post gains in both live cattle and feeder cattle. The stock market, though, really took a hit on the week. The nearby Dow, we started out with a big gain by early Wednesday, but by the end of the week, we had sold back off again. It looks like we're going to be down about 250 to 300 points on the week. And the dollar index made a slight gain. Crude oil on the week. Let me see here. What are we looking at? January crude ended up actually up about $3.27 a barrel. So kind of mixed trading, but certainly there was a hump in the middle of the week in those macro markets. So as we go forward next week, we will have a full week of trading. We will have days off the following Mondays in observance of Christmas and the New Year's holiday. We get into January the 12th. We'll have the final USDA report for last year's production on spring crops. So that'll be interesting to see. And then in January 2nd or 3rd, we start setting base prices for crop insurance in the Deep South, and we work our way up every half month. So that'll be very interesting as well to see how well these prices can get set. I'm just hopeful we can hold $6 corn. I'm hopeful we can hold close to $14 soybeans in giving ourselves a chance to lock in some good revenue numbers for this coming year. And so that's certainly something we're going to watch pretty closely. There's a product I do want to talk about briefly called Forward Contract Insurance Protection, FCIP. FCIP fits producers who want to be aggressive forward sellers. If you anticipate that you want to be 50% up to 70% of your APH sold here in the next few months, FCIP could be what would give you the courage maybe to go ahead and make those sales, because if something were to happen where you couldn't deliver the sales at the elevator, FCIP would essentially help pay to cancel the cost of cancellation at the elevator if you came up short. Prevented plant would be one reason. A widespread derecho storm like hit Iowa a few years ago. Hailstorm that would knock out a huge chunk of acres. Something that would cause you to come up way short on your contracts. And if that's the reason that you're not wanting to be an aggressive forward seller, then this is a policy that can help you out. It's an add-on policy. I would suggest doing it now, because it will look back 30 days and cover any contracts you've got on the books, but it starts to click the day you buy the policy. So if you want to forward sell you in the next 30 days, 60 days, don't wait till February to add this. Go ahead and get it added now so that you can then go ahead and start making those sales, and especially when the market's given the opportunity to do it. And I think, as I look at December corn next year on the chart, 613 is about where the 200-day moving average is. That seems to be a pretty good target for getting ramping up sales. $14 or just shy of it would be my target in November 23 beans. We've bumped resistance at $14 a number of times. So I think just shy of that mark would be a good place to get some bean sales on the books again. We don't know what's going to happen in South America. Right now, Brazil's doing well. Argentina's not. So there's some give and take there. Bean sales out of the U.S. exports are good. Corn is not. Wheat is not really either. And so that seems to be lingering over those markets, but certainly giving some support to the bean market. So corn seeing a correction here at the end of the week, and we're kind of right between moving average lines on the March contract, so really no direction. Kind of similar with soybeans. We're kind of below in the middle part of the range where we traded this week, so really no direction here as we end the week either. So coming back next week, certainly the situation in the Black Sea is going to be a market factor. China, how are they doing with their COVID lockdowns? That's going to be a market factor. South American weather is going to be a market factor. And then, of course, U.S. export business, and we'll continue to watch that here as we go forward as well. I can't think of much new to talk about So hope you have a great weekend. Hope you get all done with your shopping and get ready for the Christmas holiday. We'll be back next week writing and speaking and doing all we do. So again, hope you have a great weekend and thanks for listening to Kicking Up Dust. We'll talk to you again real soon.